God saw everything that was created and said it was good.
I love a good story. Whether it's a book or a movie or the recounting of life by a friend, there is something about a good story that is captivating. Good stories are also illuminating. They help us see the world in a new way. They not only give us insight to the specifics of what is being told, but in their telling, they get us thinking. Someone tells us a story about a great trip they took, and we might consider taking it. Someone tells us a story about a horrible experience they had, and then we try to avoid the same circumstances. The human capacity to tell stories, to recount things that have happened, and to imagine things that could be, has shaped the world as we know it. The Christian tradition has a collection of stories we hold as sacred. The Bible has a collection of writings of people searching to know God and people hoping to share their experience of God. It is a collection of books, histories, allegories, poetry, biographies, letters, and dreams, all kinds of stories that invite us and encourage us to think about God and the world. But the Bible doesn't always get used that way, well, for people to think. You know, the Bible is probably the most quoted unread book in the world. People will quote things they have been told, it says. People will read a sentence or two and hold them as gospel truth, even though they've never read the sentences before or the sentences after to give it any context. And there are those who read the entire thing over and over and claim an authoritative and exclusive understanding on our scriptures. They do not get to have the only say on the words of scripture. Those of us who seek to claim the name Christian in ways that extend love, acceptance, justice, and hope to the world. Those of us who seek relationship instead of dogma, who long for inclusion and not separation. Those of us who know the world and Christianity can be better than what we see around us. Our scriptures contain the stories that demonstrate how these values are in line with the very character and call of God. I'm not talking about a couple verses pulled out of context or a single story that ignores other experiences. Our scriptures contain constant and repeating themes that demonstrate the true character and nature of God. Throughout every book and every chapter, we find the steadfast example of God's love for humanity and the invitation to share in the work of the divine. That is why we are going to spend the coming weeks working our way through the entire Bible. It's not actually as daunting as it sounds. Throughout my life, I have done the read a Bible in a year method a few times. I've participated and led 33-week studies that work through the entire Bible, every chapter. I've done month-long studies that focus on simple books of the Bible. Such Bible studies are incredible ventures that have changed my heart and mind in amazing ways. I have been just as enlightened and encouraged in my growth and relationship to Scripture by the book Manna and Mercy. Instead of looking at the Bible study as reading every chapter and verse, Daniel Erlinder invites us to journey through the themes of Scripture that weave throughout the entire Bible, to encounter the unfolding narrative of God's promise. He does this in 16 chapters with a lot of beautiful pen drawing illustrations along the way. We will look at two chapters of his book a week in the sermon and also in a book study group. The book studies start this coming week, either Thursday afternoon or next Sunday night. And they'll repeat on Thursdays and Sundays for the weeks to come. You'll find links to join on Zoom via the website. We still have copies of the book available. Just email the office to get one. You know, the stories of the world's beginning are some of the oldest stories humanity has. These stories are as old as the questions they seek to answer. Why are we here? The accounts in Genesis, and mind you, there are two different tellings in the first book of the Bible. They offer a story of creative creation, a story of an appreciative divine presence that brings forth life and sees it as good. Our creation stories do not try to explain everything, because there are some things that simply cannot be comprehended. Instead, they remind us of a repeating theme. God has created with intention, and it is good. We are invited to see the world around us with appreciative eyes and get lost in wonder. To remember that God wanted us to be here. That God wants us to be partners and friends in creation and with our Creator. This is our creation story, an invitation to relationship. But it doesn't take too long in our scripture story for those relationships to become strained. The way it was phrased in Manna and Mercy was just poignantly simple. God's celebration was disrupted when the earth's creatures decided they could find joy in ways other than living as partners with God. Humans decided to find joy by becoming big deals. There are countless stories. Hang on, it skipped. I've got to edit that in. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
There are countless stories in our scriptures and in our lives today that demonstrate this self-centered pathology. By seeking to become a big deal, humans minimize others around them and minimize the role of the divine. Humanity spends its time, as Erlender describes it in the book, bossing other humans around, piling up stuff, by dominating nature, and by reaching glorious heights of health and beauty and knowledge. This is not the friendship and partnership God designed and desires. This is broken. Romans 8, a scripture in the New Testament, puts it this way. The whole universe, its harmony disrupted by the egoism of the human species, wept, and sorrow filled the cosmos. And so God chose to pursue the original design, to call us back to partnership and friendship, to mend the universe. This is the story of God. This is the tale of our scriptures, God's continual unfolding promise to mend the entire universe. Our scriptures tell the story of this effort by following God's relationship with a specific group of people, the Hebrew people. There are so many names and generations that fill the pages of our scriptures. What carries through the entire line is God's effort to show the world the partnership creation was meant to be. That through God's relationship with this group of people, the rest of the world might see it and choose to live that way in harmony with God as well. That through people who choose partnership with God, all nations might live as partners with the divine. The day of shalom, of wholeness and peace, would come to all humans in the whole of creation. And not because God forced them to, but because they can see the life such partnership offers. This is God's commitment, God's covenant with the people of our scriptures and with us. It is a relationship that weathered many hard times. It is a relationship that was challenged by people who sought to be a big deal, who created systems of oppression to benefit themselves. The story of the Exodus, the second book of our Bible, is the story of God's faithful work to liberate people from a system that placed big deals at the top at the expense of the life, well-being, and effort of those the system had enslaved. In the Exodus, God works through leaders like Moses and Aaron and Miriam to free people from oppression so they might know the world as God intended. The story of the Exodus is about God's displeasure with systems that exploit. It is a story of God working through everyday, regular people to bring forth a world where there are not big deals and little deals. It is a story that tells us instead there should be a shared importance that reflects God's commitment in creation, that everything and everyone is created equally as good. The story is beautifully described God felt like a mother who had birthed a child. Indeed, God had brought forth a child, a people who, because of this Exodus, would live Yahweh's very own people as partners with God. In this way, God became a creator liberator and sought to develop the relationship with these people. And needing a place and time to develop that relationship, God sends the people into the wilderness. It is here they, God and the people, will develop and define a way of being in relationship that honors the partnership God seeks. A partnership we are still working on today. The story of creation and Exodus asks us to look at our lives and our world. Do we see, can we see, all that God has created as good? In what ways have we focused our lives on trying to be big deals? How do our lives benefit at the expense of others? Does our living make the world want to know the partnership we have with a creator who calls us friend and seeks to mend the brokenness of the universe? This is what our scripture asks of us. This is what our story invites us to consider. This is what God wants to think about with us.